Hey everyone, this is Sean Plott, aka Day 9, presenting today the Hallmarks of Expert Play Part 3, Having a Good Mindset. In virtually any pro gamer interview you'll read or see online, whenever they ask, "How were you able to win today?" the pro gamer always seems to respond, "Oh, it's because I practiced so much. I haven't slept or eaten for 3 weeks because I've only practiced tirelessly to win this match." Of course, I don't think anyone would argue against the fact that StarCraft is an incredibly difficult game that requires a huge amount of practice if you want to maintain your skill level, let alone improve a bunch. However, it's really easy to put too much emphasis on practice. I'm sure everyone has heard of the story of the kid who sleeps all the way through high school because when he gets home at 3 p.m., he does nothing but play StarCraft till 5 in the morning because he wants to be the best. However, after a year and a half of doing this, that kid is still C- and cannot seem to get any aspect of his play better no matter what. So, though practice is very important, many people, such as the kid I just mentioned, will not improve based upon the huge amount of hours they play simply because they have the wrong mindset. These are the players that cannot reflect upon their game and analyze it properly, and as a result, stagnate for very long periods of time. Naturally, with an introduction like that, I'd like to present on how to have a good mindset when approaching the game. I want to provide a structure to your thought process so that way you don't end up in any sort of mental prison that will prevent you from improving. Since having a right mindset is sort of a vague, broad term that encompasses a huge aspect of play, what I'm going to do is present 5 ideas, each of which can only help to improve your play, and hopefully other areas of your life too. So with that in mind, let's begin. Number 1, always have a plan. Note that I did not say always have a build order. Those are 2 very different things. A build order is just a set of instructions that you follow to optimize something. The plan is generally what that something is. You always need to know what your plan is first. So let's distinguish between these two even more with an example. Suppose an intermediate Terran player has a build in Terran vs. Protoss on Destination that allows him to set up a contain outside the Protoss natural. Virtually anyone who would watch the game at this point when the contain is all set up would say, "Oh yeah, the Terran's in a really good situation right now. The Protoss couldn't possibly break that contain across the double bridges. The Protoss will have to do some sort of shuttle harass or maybe expand to that back mineral natural. Either way, the Terran player's in a really great position." It's normally at a point like this when you see the Terran player totally collapse and lose the game in a silly fashion. For instance, this Terran player will overcommit to his containment, and then when the Protoss starts doing counter-harass drops, they'll do way more damage than they're supposed to, and the Terran will end up losing. Or sometimes you'll get a Terran player who will get overexcited at the fact that he has this nice contain, and they'll try to push into the natural and get continuously pushed back by Dragoons, Reavers, and Zealots. Note that I am not saying that this Terran player shouldn't push into the natural, and I'm not saying that Protoss counterattacking will always work. Rather, what I'm saying is that the Terran should have already had a plan of what he wanted to do after that contain was set up. Whether he wants to play passively or aggressively is fine. It's most important that the Terran player had that all laid out in his mind in advance. Moreover, when I say plan, I do not mean a series of responses or counters. Thinking of StarCraft in terms of responses and counters is actually this toxic mindset that's completely polluted most forums on the internet. Thinking too much in this, "if he does A, I'll do B" mindset can result in what I would refer to as very bumpy or very choppy play. Let's take Protoss for Zerger, for instance. You'll see a lot of players who will think too responsively, and they'll do something like, "Oh, my opponent's making a lot of Mutalisks. I'll make some Corsairs now so I can hold that off." And then their opponent starts getting some Hydras, and they say, "Ah, well, I'll get Storm to make sure I can hold that off at my front." And they'll maybe get a few extra cannons, and then they'll get some Dragoons when they see Lurkers, and they'll have to get some Observers too, and then they want to make sure they get Zealot leg speed. And what ends up happening is that they end up with this nonsensical, silly, timed army that can't really accomplish any task when they get to the end of the game. Those observers will come out too early, and they won't be able to do enough damage to the lurkers. You'll see this sort of player get Storm for High Templar and then have to morph them into Archons to hold off some Mutalisks. They'll have a whole bunch of Corsairs that also were used to try to counter those Mutalisks, but now all the Mutalisks are dead and they have a whole bunch of Corsairs that can't really do anything for the remainder of the game because the Zerg's very good at defending his overlords. This is exactly the sort of problems you encounter when you think too responsively. So, let's run through an example of having a really good plan. Let's take Terran vs. Terran on Destination. One of the key things that I immediately noted when I saw Destination is that the left and right expansions are crucial in Terran vs. Terran. Because they're high ground and they're both in the middle of the map, if you can control the ramp at both the left and right expansions, then you will end up with a resource advantage at the end of the game. In fact, you'll see a lot of players in Terran vs. Terran setting up siege tanks and turrets there long before they expand, just because it's such a key tactical point that, by securing, guarantees late-game economic advantage. So let's say I wanted to play Terran vs. Terran on this map. Note that I suck at Terran vs. Terran. I'm awful at it. So, what I would do is I would first say, what's my plan on this map? Okay, it is to try to secure the left and right expansion ridges, excuse me, so that way I can win at in the late game with battlecruisers or whatever. I just want to win through starving my opponent to death. At this point in time, that's when thinking of a build order comes into play, and then thinking of these responses or counters comes into play. Because now that I have my plan in mind, I can make sure that any response or counter that I do doesn't violate my underlying game plan, and I can make sure that my build leads all the way up to securing that left and right expansion ridge area. The build orders that I'll explore in the game would be something like getting many factories with vultures and mines early on to see if I can secure the middle region with vultures and then get a whole bunch of tanks in the mid game before my third expansion or something like that. Whether it works out or not, I'll find out through practicing. But all of this will be dictated by my underlying game plan. And let's further say that I'm practicing and I have these ridges secured and I'm in the middle of the game and suddenly it seems like one of his expansions might be vulnerable if I walked my tanks forward. Is that a good idea to do? Well, probably not, because it completely contradicts my game plan. Why would I give up control of a ridge to try to kill off an expansion when my entire build up to that point has been geared towards securing that ridge? Obviously, if I can kill the expansion and make sure my ridge is still secure at the left and right expansion, then yeah, by all means, I'm going to do it. But I'm always going to question all my decisions first to see if it screws something up in my overall game plan. Again, I'm awful at Terran vs. Terran. However, I will have far more success than a player who is talented mechanically, purely because my gameplay and learning is guided by this pre-game decision, my underlying game plan. Number two, don't see ghosts. This is another way of saying, don't convince yourself that things are true when really they only exist in your own head. You'll see this a lot of times when an intermediate player starts moving up the ranks in IC Cup. Let's say he's hit B- for his first time ever, and he's playing against another B or B- player. In his head, he'll say, oh no, I'm worried that I'm playing against a better player, and he'll modify his play purely because his opponent is quote-unquote better. For instance, a friend of mine in Protoss vs. Terran was having a great deal of trouble against Vulture Harass, so he started to get his forge a little bit earlier so he could build cannons at his expansions. However, as he moved up and started to play against better and better players, he just got increasingly worried about Vulture Harass. It's not that the Vulture Harass was actually doing more damage, he just felt more scared. As a result, he started to build two cannons at his expansions instead of one. And then all of a sudden, he was getting his forge even long before his third expansion started. And really, what he was doing was wasting a ton of money just to alleviate a fear instead of some sort of reality. On the reverse side, you'll actually see players do weird things against worse opponents. they'll throw huge armies in willy-nilly because even if it dies, whatever, I have better macro, I can win anyways. Or they'll make extra defense because, quote, well, as long as I don't lose now, I know I can win later in the game. There is absolutely nothing clever about playing shitty against a bad player. You should play as well as you can against all players. The easiest way to fix this is to keep a mental note of what you thought was scary in the game. So if you're against a good player and you thought, oh, I'm scared about Vulture Harass, or if you're against a bad player and you thought, oh, I'm scared of him doing some all-in, keep note of what that fear was or what that thought was, and then rewatch the replay and see if there was any validity to your claim whatsoever. For me personally, I used to be terrified of a Terran army. But when I went back and watched the replays, I would go, wow, he had like 20 less Medic Marine than I thought he did. And then I built up much more confidence over time when attacking these large Medic Marine armies. Number 3. Trust your own logic over whatever trends you might see in strategy forums or in the Pro League matches. More importantly, throw away all the vocabulary and thought process used in a lot of these community sites. So many words are tossed around freely, like counters, or standard, or unorthodox, or cheesy. These words are useful for discussion, just to, you know, give people a sense of what's going on. I can say, oh, he played a standard Terran vs. Zerg, and immediately the listener has a much clearer idea of what's going on. However, in terms of analysis, it doesn't mean anything for something to be standard or not standard. Why is it that Medic Marine is the standard in Terran vs. Zerg? In fact, controlling a mech army is way easier than controlling a Medic Marine army, so why isn't mech standard? The answer is that none of it matters. You should only be looking for what is clearly correct for you. This means that if you're having much more comfort sticking to Lair and going Hydralurk for a long time instead of getting really fast Defilers, then by all means you should continue going really delayed Hive. You should continue doing whatever feels comfortable for you. What every player should always be doing at all points in time is snacking around on various strategies, just making sure that you're aware of what all the possibilities of all the other races are. And then when you find a strategy that you like, you should dig deeply into that and find all the possible nuances and variations and solutions that you can in that style of play. Never, ever, ever think that you should play standard because it is standard in any sense of the word. Even the use of the word counter I really, really hate, because it implies that there is an if A, then B sort of interaction going on in StarCraft, which there isn't. Even saying something like, oh yeah, Reavers counter Medic Marine really well. Yeah, that's true until you play against Up Magic, and then he manages to kill all your Reavers anyway, and then you just lose immediately. Sure, going Medic Marine against Reaver might be tough to figure out, but if you find comfort in doing that, and you feel your play is much stronger and understandable when you do that, then 100% of the time you should follow your own intuition and develop your own style of play. Number 4. Keep a very strong awareness of your mental state throughout the entire game. This includes things like panicking when something bad happens, or getting a flood of adrenaline when you think you're at an advantage, or even when you get to that relaxed state where you think, oh yeah, I've won, there's no way I can possibly lose. All of these should be slowly weeded out, so that way your brain is actually focusing on the game at all points in time. It was actually really funny when I started going to tournaments in 2001. I would do this inner monologue thing that I never did in my normal practice. I would sit down and say, okay, Sean, focus on your build. And the game would start and I'd go, okay, you can do this. You're a really strong player, Sean. Don't worry about it, man. You got this. He might be good, but you're really good too. And then all of a sudden I would have forgotten my first Overlord because I was busy talking to myself like an idiot. I mean, why on earth am I sitting there talking to myself mentally in a game when I have never done that in any practice game ever? Ideally, you'd like to be in this state of pure mental focus throughout any game of StarCraft, whether it be a tournament game, an Icy Cup game, or even an Icy Cup game against a player you think is really, really good. This is the place that we call the zone, and to get into the zone, you need to spend a very long time working out any sort of tendency or nuance you have that could impact your play. the easiest way to clear out your mind and to remain as focused as possible is to just keep note of all the extraneous thoughts that can get in the way of your focus, and then to try to work each one out one at a time until you have razor focus all game long. And finally, number 5, which is somewhat of a culmination of everything I've said so far, is to have confidence in your execution and skepticism and doubt in your analysis. When you're playing the game, you should be convinced that what you're doing is absolutely correct, so that way you can maximize your efficiency with whatever you're doing, whether it be a really strong play or an absolutely flawed play. After the game is when you should look at your play and say, what did I do right and wrong here? What's a way that I could improve? What's a build he could have done that would have crushed this 100% of the time? And that is when you think of what adjustments you want to make for the next game. And of course, in that next game, you will play with 100% confidence as though everything you're doing is absolutely correct. A huge issue a lot of players deal with is that when they're in a game and they get thrown off just a little bit, maybe they might get storm dropped, or maybe they see a strategy they haven't seen before, that's when they start to analyze their play and to make these huge, large-scale adjustments. Unless making that adjustment was part of your plan, don't do it. You need to make sure that what you're doing is something that you're comfortable and confident with. That is what's going to maximize your chance of winning. Not some last-minute, second-guessing strategy you pulled out of nowhere. If for some reason you do find yourself in a situation where you feel totally lost, try to choose something as quickly as possible in your head and follow it through all the way. Then, after the game, you can go back and say, okay, I was totally thrown off by that. What would have been a good response in this situation, or would have been a good way to avoid this situation entirely? That about wraps up the little mindset spiel I had, so hopefully you guys can use this to clean out your play and make sure that there's no sort of erroneous logic seeping into your analysis, and that you can play with as clear and focused a mind as possible. Thanks for listening, everybody. Cheers!